Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Good evening. Praise God. Welcome to Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio. We welcome you with Jesus' joy. Praise God. Believe in God for great things to transpire. Glory to God as we receive the woman of God today bringing the word, Evangelist Willette. But before we bring her on, we just want to give God glory and praise this blessed day that he's added into our lives. We want to give him praise for every day. And thank him for being our Savior. Thank him for being our Deliverer. Thank him for being our Burden Bearer. Thank him from glory to God for just all his great and mighty acts. What a mighty God we serve. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. We thank him, glory to God, because he loved us first and gave his love back to us through his son, by his son sacrificing his life, that we may be able to be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this, being restored back unto the Father. We bless God. Just want to, before our prayer warriors come on and the woman of God get ready to, before she, well, she hadn't arrived yet, but we want to just share some reading that goes right along with the scripture, and it says, praise God, let's hear what it says, amen, bless God. So let's pray first. Father, we do thank you for this day, we give you glory and honor. You're so wonderful, so marvelous, so awesome that we don't even have words to express the love that you've given us and caused us to love you back with, and the love you gave us to walk in love with one another, the agape, and to walk in forgiveness. We pray, glory to God, today that as we humble ourselves before you and open our hearts to you, that you shine your light on it. If you find anything that's out of place or anything where we've been in error in any way, forgive us for every shortcoming in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, to according to 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, you said you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So as we come in your presence today, we ask you, Lord God, to bless the woman of God as she comes forth to speak and declare and decree whatever the Lord has placed in her heart. We pray, God, that we have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Pray for those, glory to God, that are in need of a Savior now, that their hearts will be opened and you take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, and give them a receptive heart to receive. We pray that we be greater witnesses through our life living, not for our conversation or how we talk, but also from our life living, the way we walk, talk, and glory to God, what people see on a daily basis. We are praying that we'll exemplify Christ in everything that we do. So God will help us to speak those things that are going to minister grace into the hearer and glorify you. We ask you now, as we prepare the scripture reading, ask you the Lord to bless and bless this night as we prepare to hear what your word has for us in the bread of life, in Jesus' name. Our scripture reading will be coming out of Romans, the 8th chapter, starting at the 28th verse. And that scripture is very familiar with a few other we will read. And it says, "And now we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, for he predestined to be conformed to this image of his Son, and that he might be the first among many brethren. Moreover, who is predestined, these he also called. Who he called, these he also justified. And who he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say then these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" And we're going to skip on down to the 31st verse. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter, yet in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities or powers nor things present or things to come nor height or depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise God. correct me, some others will come on shortly, but we're going to do this reading. Then whoever's on or not, at least it's going out in the airways. We're going to believe, God, that it's going to be a mighty move of God through the word of God tonight. Praise God. As we tie this in, it says compassion. If we recognize and receive God's compassion, anger is blocked out that produces mercy. Compassion is the result of active forgiveness. And that is the way we have truly forgiven those that hurt us. Compassion makes it possible to love an enemy, realizing he is in bondage to sin. Christ has liberated us from the bondage of sin. So let us stand fast in the liberty where he has made us free and be entangled with the yoke of bondage. And be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. Let us not allow people, things, situations, or circumstances to entangle our feet and our lives and cause us to be conformed to this world system, caught up in our emotions and responses to the flesh. But let nothing separate us, our relationship, our inheritance from the Almighty God, our Father and Jesus Christ, our Savior. Keep seeking his face, his will for our lives. Walk in the love, the agape, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We're going to get ready, prepare to bring on an anointed vessel that is a prayer warrior for that comes on regular on the Divine Connection blog talk. The anointing is definitely in her life, the manifestation through the power of prayer, and even go over to God, even just giving accolades to who she is and what God has called her. It will be demonstrated through the word. I thank God that she studies to show herself approved, that she walks in the anointing for not just lip service to exalt flesh, but she will tell the truth and walk in the truth, and her life living is backing it up. So none other than Evangelist Willette will be coming on now. Glory to God, and allow her the Lord to use her in whatever capacity and whatever method or whatever way he desires. At this time, we're going to open the lines and welcome Evangelist, which we call the Mother Willette, but Evangelist Willette, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, we give glory and honor and praise to the Most High God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for this day. I thank you for being the true and living God. I thank you for manifesting yourself to us and making us know that you are, hallelujah, our creator, our sustainer, our preserver. You are our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Father God, I thank you for giving us a word, O God. I thank you that all of your word is right and all of your works are done and true. So I thank you for just using me this afternoon, Lord God, just to say what you say. And thank you, Lord God, for teaching me some lessons, a long life journey. And I pray that we can deposit, Lord God, good seed of your word in the hearts of the hearers, that they might hear, Lord God, and be challenged to be changed by the word, Lord God, where it's needed in their lives. I thank you, Lord God, that your word is good like medicine, Heavenly Father. You said man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed from the mouth of God. So, Lord God, we take opportunity to sit at the table with you this evening and dine with you through the power of your word. I thank you that your word has power, Lord God, to bring about change where change is needed when we adhere to your word, when we hear your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Word says faith cometh by hearing the word of God. So we thank you, Lord God, as we sit down at the table with you and other believers, Lord God. We thank you for what you have prepared for each one of us, Lord God. Let us eat up every morsel, and may your word, hallelujah, get down even in our blood vessels, and let it bring about good life, Lord God. Let it bring about healing, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let it bring about strength, O God. Let it bring us about, Lord God, a good mind, a mind to hear your word, with every intention to be obedient to your word. So I thank you for the power of your word. I thank you, Lord God, that you know us by name. You anointed us to do such a good work, Lord God. First of all, just to be called a child of God. So I pray, oh God, through the power of your Holy Spirit, that you minister to each one of us, me first and those that are hearers, oh God. But I pray that we'll not just be hearers of your word, but doers of your word. And I know, Lord God, you are a rewarder of them that will diligently seek you, Lord God, according to what your word says in Jesus' name. Lord God, we invite your presence, Lord God, on this line. We pray, oh God, as your word go forth, if there's any pain in someone's body, we pray, oh God, that the power of the word of God will arrest that pain in the name of Jesus, and people will begin to walk better, feel better. Lord God, we just thank you so much right now. Thank you for what you're going to do. Teach us, Lord God, and help us, Lord God, as we prepare to give this good nutrition that you've given us in your word. We love you, we bless you, we give your name praise, and I pray for all those that may be hearing this word today, and I pray that you manifest yourself in such a wonderful way to those that are believers and doers of your word. In Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Truly, we thank and praise God for the opportunity to come before you and share some words, hallelujah, that might encourage all of us to be better in the Lord. Hallelujah. I have written down a couple of things, praise God, that I wanted to mention, and I've been studying a little bit and even sharing at the nursing home this past Wednesday on a word that says what to do when you're going through. And I recall I have mentioned that word before when I've been on the prayer line. But I thank God for that message. But I wanted to share, you may hear a little bit more about what to do when you're going through. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I said, I like asking questions sometimes, so if you hear me ask some questions, just take note of those questions and just think about how you would respond to those. And I asked the question, well, what are you going to do when you're going through? And I wanted to give you a few things to put in your remembrance when you're going through. And then I asked the question to myself, I said, well, wonder why sometimes when people go through, some go through for a little while and some go through for only a short while and some may go through for months. And I'm reminded about the man who was by the pool of Bethesda. He was there for 38 long years. But then I remembered the woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment. She had gone through what she was going through with her issue of blood for so many years. But once she made it up in her mind, hallelujah, that she was going to get what she need, praise God, we noticed that she got it, hallelujah. And some get theirs instantly, and some get theirs along the way. So sometimes, and I thought to myself, and I wrote down a response for myself, I think sometimes it takes longer to go through a situation, or you go through longer because perhaps we haven't learned what we needed to learn when we're going through. And I think sometimes, and I know when I ask myself the question, why we need to go through this? I said, Lord, help me to understand why we're going through this, and help me to learn the lesson that I need to learn from this. And in other words, I think it's time for the born-again believer to turn the spotlight on themselves, not looking at others, because God is going to look at our response to situations and circumstances in life. Hallelujah, glory be to God. So I asked that question. That's something to think on, praise God, and I'll get into that a little bit later. And then I said, let me give a few lessons, life lessons, along the way. And as I share, you probably hear me share quite a number of scripture, and I thank and praise God that if you have a computer, you may want to go back and look over this or hear this again a little bit later. But I wrote down that God has a call on our lives. If you've been born, you have a call on your life, praise God. And when God has a call on your life, you're liable to go through some rough patches. Hallelujah. But remember, God is for you. God is with you. And if you're born again, hallelujah, baptized, believer of the body of Jesus Christ, God is in you. Hallelujah. God is with you, and he will work all things for your good. So this is a good life lesson to learn, hallelujah, about what to do when you're going through, hallelujah, and to realize that when you have a call on your life, hallelujah, and like I said, if you're born, hallelujah, everyone, hallelujah, that's born, God knows who's going to be here and who's not going to be here. And therefore, he has a call on your life. Now, I can't say what one person's call on their life is versus someone else, but if he has a call on your life, hallelujah, you have to put yourself in remembrance of what he said. He says, I know the thoughts that I have concerning you. Hallelujah. Good thoughts, praise God. And he wants you to reach the expected end that he has for you. Hallelujah. They're not evil thoughts. Hallelujah. So if you're here, praise God, God has an assignment on each of our lives. And one person might be just a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. Another person might be assigned a prophet or a preacher or a teacher, praise God. Whatever it might be, hallelujah. Some person may be assigned a missionary, whatever it might be, hallelujah. When you have a call on your life, realize that you're liable to go through some rough patches along this journey called life. And I want you to remember, praise God, and put this scripture down now, because I've got quite a few that I want to give out this evening, praise God. Put the scripture down, praise God, what to do when you're going through. Read Isaiah, praise God, 43, verses 1 through 4. And in that text, it'll talk about how when you go through the water or when you're going through the river or when you go through the fire, God lets you know not to be afraid, praise God, because he's ransomed you and he's called you by name. In other words, we belong to God. He tells us in those scriptures that we are precious and honorable in his sight and that he loves us. Hallelujah. So this is a good thing to put in your remembrance, is that God loves us. He loves us, praise God. And the word of God says that all things work together, even those rough patches, those situations where life gets to be really challenging at times. Don't forget that God has not left us, praise God, because his word teach, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So we want to put that in our remembrance. Hallelujah. And then I began to write down some things. I'm going to try my best to go by some of the things that I put down on the paper, and maybe I won't tarry too long with you, praise God, but I want to give you some information that's going to help you. I had also put down, hallelujah, Psalms 124. Hallelujah, because I begin to think about, well, if you're going through something, let's see what can we learn from some of the people that had to go through something in the Bible, praise God, hallelujah. And some of them were the Israelites. They had to go through quite a bit, praise God, especially when they were oppressed and in slavery in the place called Egypt, praise God, hallelujah. And so Psalms 24, I believe it speaks to the life that the people had when they were in Egypt, praise God, the Israelites. Psalms 124, and just a few of those verses, praise God, hallelujah, I want to look at. It says, if the Lord, verse 1 says, if the Lord had not, and I'm reading it from the Living Bible translation, and sometimes I use different Bible translations because it makes it a little bit easier to read. It says, if the Lord had not been on our side, let all of Israel admit it, that if the Lord had not been on our side, we would have been swallowed up alive by our enemies. We would have been destroyed by their anger. We would have drowned beneath the flood of these men's fury and pride. And then verse, praise God, verse 6 says, blessed be Jehovah who has not let them devour us. Remember, hallelujah, regardless of what you're going through, God did not let the enemy devour the Israelites. I recall when they were going through those plagues, praise God, you notice that God protected his people, hallelujah. Even when the Egyptians, they was in darkness, you notice that there was light on where the Israelites were. Whatever, hallelujah, if God is on your side, he's more than the whole wide world against you. So the verse says, blessed be Jehovah who has not let them devour us. God is not going to let the enemy devour us. He's not. He's already made us more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord, hallelujah. It says, we have escaped with our lives. That's verse 7 of Psalms 124. We have escaped with our lives as a bird from a hunter's snare. The snare is broken and we are free. Hallelujah. And praise God. Hallelujah. I like that in verse 8. It says, our help. And I believe the Israelites realized this. Hallelujah, after going through and seeing how God, hallelujah, was with them and protected them and covered them in spite of everything that the Egyptians was going through, God, hallelujah, was with them. It says, verse 8 says, our help is from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. Now, with that, hallelujah, I want to get into just a few things I want you to keep in remembrance, hallelujah. Praise God, life's lessons. First of all, I pray, hallelujah, that people by now, and we realize that everybody has not accepted Jesus as Lord. Some things that we ought to know as being a born-again baptized believer, hallelujah, is that God is big enough to do what he says. He can back up what he says, hallelujah. He is, hallelujah, our creator, our sustainer, our preserver, our way maker, hallelujah. He created us. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God, hallelujah, because the word teach to as many as receive him. Hallelujah. Receive who? The Lord Jesus. To them he gave a right to become the children of God. So we need to know who our Father in heaven, we need to know who God is. Hallelujah. He is our creator. The scriptures in Genesis 1 and 26 says, let us make man in our image. And God created man in his image and after his likeness. That means, hallelujah, we're not incubators to unrighteousness. We're not incubators, hallelujah, to darkness. We're not incubators to a lot that the enemy tries to deceive people with. But we are, hallelujah, created in the image and likeness of our Father God. Praise God. That means we ought to be more like Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm going to say it like this, in the Beatitudes. Hallelujah. We ought to be merciful. We ought to be kind. Hallelujah. We ought to be good. Hallelujah. If you think about the nature of Jesus or the attributes and or the character of Jesus, praise God, day by day as we study and learn more about who God is, as we read his word, praise God, then we ought to learn more about who we are as children of God. Praise God. When you're born, praise God, you have to learn to do certain things. And then you eventually go to school and you learn some more things, praise God. So when we learn and we know better, we begin to do better, praise God. And I believe most of us can say, boy, I sure do wish I knew back then when I was coming up what I know now, praise God. It'd be a whole lot of obstacles I would have jumped across or would not have allowed in my life, praise God. Let me say this, a life lesson. You have a right, you're authorized to say no. Hallelujah. When you're born again, a child of God, you have a right to say no to the enemy. Praise God. You don't have to accept everything that he dish out, everything that he say to you, praise God. You've been born again and baptized. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So those are just a couple of things. And let me go back, praise God, because you may hear me. I may be skipping around to some verses. Let me go here, praise God, because I wanted to look at my. Usually when I teach or I share, praise God, I like to give some scriptures, and I was put in remembrance, praise God, and these came to me just as before we came online, so praise God. I'm going to read these because I think that they are important. It's coming from Matthew, praise God, hallelujah. One of the life lessons that I think that the children of God should have, and I pray that a lot of us have this, is to learn how to say God's word. Hallelujah. Speak the word. There's a lesson in Matthew, the 8th chapter, that talks about the centurion and his faith. Now, praise God, by now, as children of God, we ought to know that we should be walking by faith and not by sight. And but the thing that I really love, and this got a hold of me years ago, hallelujah, just say the word. When we pray, since we are people who intercede for others, praise God, we need to find out what God says in his word about situations or circumstances, and then pray the word of God. Say what God says about the situation. This is what I like, Matthew, the 8th chapter, and verses, starting with verse 5, it says, and I'm reading now from the NIV version. It says, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly. Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. But just say the word. In other words, speak the word, Lord, and my servant shall be made whole. My servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one to go, and he goes. And that one to come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, truly, I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Hallelujah. I like that what Jesus said. He said, I haven't found anybody in all Israel with that type of faith. Now, that's just a few scriptures there in Matthew, the 8th chapter. But I pray that one of the lessons that we learn is to have the centurion type of faith. Hallelujah. And I'm going to say now, hallelujah, because we are born again, baptized believers, God has given us certain inherited rights, not when we get to heaven, but rights that are available to us today on earth, praise God. And we have authority, hallelujah, by the power of the Holy Ghost living in us, hallelujah, to say something. If we are our Father's children, when we see circumstances and situations, we can say something. The centurion said, Lord, that's some great faith, praise God. If you say to Jesus, Jesus, you don't have to come to my house. And many times I say, Lord, you don't have to get off your throne and come back and get on another cross. You've already done what was needed to be done. Hallelujah. But we began to say the word. The centurion said, Lord, all you have to do is speak the word and my servant. Can you imagine, hallelujah, the healing that would take place? Let me drop and deposit one other life lesson. Hallelujah. When we pray, and I like Psalm 62 because it tells us about having expectation from God. Wait on the Lord, hallelujah, and have expectation of God. Psalm 62 and verse 5, praise God, it'll tell you about let your expectation be from God. So when you pray, pray believing that you receive, but pray with expectation. It come to mean that I think sometimes when we don't see the manifestation of the answered prayers that we've been praying about, hallelujah, is because the world has almost caused us to be numb as far as what to expect. Now, a lot of people don't even expect anything. They just pray because they've been conditioned or they've been heard, well, we need to pray about this. but they don't pray believing or they don't pray expecting. But I know that that's none of us on in the intercessory. We're praying really for results, and we're praying with expectation, praise God. Hallelujah. So that was one scripture, praise God, that I got. And then I wanted to go over to, praise the Lord, there's another one in St. John chapter 2. So I want to read that, St. John chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And this is a lesson, praise God. I'm just taking some life lessons from some of the people in the Word of God. And Mary would leave us a life lesson today, praise God. Hallelujah. We'll see that in John, the second chapter, verses 1 through 4. It says, on the third day, a wedding took place. And this is from the NIV. A wedding took place at Canaan in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to them, "They have no more wine. Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied, "My hour has not yet come." And his mother said to the servants, hallelujah, "Do whatever he tells you." I like that what Mary is sharing with us today about a life lesson. Whatever Jesus tells you to do, hello somebody, and underline you, do it. Hallelujah. There is, praise God, rewards and obedience. Hallelujah. It's one thing to hear the word, but it's another thing to obey. So Mary, if she had to share with us a life lesson today, she would say, whatever he tells you, whatever Jesus tells you, hallelujah, do it, hallelujah. And I thank and praise God, I like that, because that means that what he may tell Prophet BJ may be something different than what he may tell me, praise God. He may, I think I was sharing earlier how for a season I was going to the prisons with some friends of mine, praise God. And then I had to go back and sit back and begin to evaluate that and seek God. Sometimes we have to look in the mirror ourselves and examine our own heart, the motive. What's my motive for why I'm doing what I'm doing? And has God given me that charge? Hallelujah. And yes, going to prison ministry is a good thing, praise God. Going to the nursing homes are good, praise God. Visiting the sick in the hospitals, praise God. Those are all good things, hallelujah. But what has the Father given you as an assignment? So whatever he tells you to do, do it, praise God. And I'll tie in another scripture, praise God, in Matthew, the 7th chapter. I like this when Jesus began to talk about, he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man that built his house on a rock. Hallelujah. And he said, when the winds, as a matter of fact, let's go there. Matthew, I believe the 7th chapter, round about the 20-something verse. Let me go there. Matthew, 7th chapter. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Give me just a second while I go there, because I want to read that, because it's really, really wonderful. Praise God, hallelujah, glory be to God. So we're talking about some life lessons, what to do, and all of this is when you're going through, it'll help you, praise God. It's good to know what God's word says, so when you know what it says, and when you're going through different situations and circumstances, praise God, you'll know how to deal with that. Okay, Matthew, the 7th chapter, starting with verse 24. It says here, this is in the NIV, that's what I happen to have right now. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine, remember, Mary just told us whatever he tells you to do it. So in Matthew, praise God, the 7th chapter, verse starting with verse 24, therefore, everyone that hears these sayings of mine, and that's Jesus talking, and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the rain came down, and the streams rose. In other words, there was floods. And the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall. Why? because it was founded on the rock. Don't make no difference what you're going to go through. If you remember to hear God's word and you be obedient to what he says, if you hear these words, hallelujah, and put them into practice. In other words, do the word. Glory be to God. As the centurion say the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. And a lot of you preachers, y'all can use as many messages as you want because this is a whole lot of messages that you can minister from. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says, now, when you do obey, hallelujah, the word of God and put them in practice, hallelujah. He said, when the winds come, when the rain come, when the floods come, praise God, and beat. And you, we realize that in life you're going to hit some bumps along the way. But when stuff does happen, regardless of what happened, as long as you found it on the rock, you build your house on the rock, his name is Jesus, praise God, you don't have to worry about crashing and fall. Praise God. And verse 26 says, but everyone who hears these words of mine, and it's still Jesus speaking, and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain came and the flood streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house and it fell and great was the crash or great was the fall of that house. So I mentioned to you a couple of things. The centurion spoke to us and he reminds us as a life lesson is, hey, say the word. Hallelujah. Know who Jesus is. Hallelujah. Know that you are born again and that God has put his spirit in you. That means that he's authorized you to say something about the situation, praise God. And remember, I mentioned to you, when you pray, pray with expectation, praise God, and expect God to bring a change. And you know, I've been reminded, it helped me to remind myself, even that today as we was at church, we were called, certain prayer warriors was called up to pray about the people that was on the sick list, praise God. And I remember praying, praise God, as we was praying, hallelujah, together, hallelujah. I was praying with expectation that God bring about a change. And I want to say this, and I've got all of this written down. I want to say sometimes we limit God. Hallelujah. God don't want us to limit God. Hallelujah. So sometimes people say, well, God, whenever you get ready. No, you say. You say what you want. Hallelujah. You declared in the book of Job, it said, decree and declare the thing, and it shall be established. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You say something about it. Have the centurion type of faith. And as Mary said in her life lesson, whatever he tells you to do, I'm making it personal now. Hallelujah. Do what he tells you to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, let me go, and I want to, I've already covered that. Praise God. I'm just looking at my little paperwork. I want to say that this is a life lesson for us to know. If you don't know it by now, and I'm pretty sure we know this, but it's a good reminder. God loves me. Everybody ought to say that to themselves. God loves me. God loves you. How do we know that? Hallelujah. We know, hallelujah, because of what his word says. God so loved. He demonstrated, hallelujah, he revealed, hallelujah, praise God, how much through Christ Jesus, hallelujah, how much he loved us, because we know that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. In other words, he did not spare his only begotten son. Hallelujah. But his son, Jesus, gave his life for each one of us. So that's how you know that God loves you. And I'll put it, I'll even give you a scripture because I wrote that down, praise God. And I've said this scripture before, but I want to say it again, and it's in St. John, praise God, the first chapter, I believe, around about the 12th verse. He says, to as many as receive him, to them he gave a right to become the sons of God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. How do you know you're a son or child of God? Praise God. It says, because I confess with my mouth. Hallelujah. Over in Romans, he said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. He is the Messiah, hallelujah, the King of kings and Lord of lords. He is, even in Revelations, hallelujah, the Word of God. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. And we know him also as the soon coming King. Hallelujah. He is the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, my Prince of Peace. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Therefore, hallelujah, because, hallelujah, he has given his life so that I can live, and I have confessed Jesus as my personal Savior, then I confess, hallelujah, and I learn that I am a child of God. And the good news about that, when you know who you are, then you'll begin to speak different. When you begin to study his word and see what his word says, you'll begin to speak different. I'm going to say it again. God loves us. Hallelujah. He loves us. Hallelujah. And I repeat, if God spared not his only son, hallelujah, and the scripture says in Romans, I'm going to read Romans 5 and verse 8 and Romans 8 and 32. It said, but God demonstrated his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And Romans 8 and 32, he who did not spare his own son, God didn't spare Jesus, but he gave him up for us all. And it says, how will he not also, along with him, graciously or freely give us all things? Now, I like that because that lets us know when we pray that God did not spare Jesus. Jesus even said in the garden, praise God, if it be, Lord God, possible, let this cup pass from me. Because that wasn't no easy thing to go through. Sometimes when you're going through and you're suffering and you know you ain't never done anything wrong, hello somebody, and you're suffering for the sins of the whole world, hello somebody, it's a hard thing to go through. So Jesus said, if this cup, praise God, if it's possible, let it pass. But he said, nevertheless, not my will. Glory be to God. That's a life lesson that we need to learn. God, not my will, but your will be done. Hallelujah. And remember, if all things are going to work together for good, it's okay. It's okay. Praise God, because Paul said this light affliction, it's just a light affliction, it shall not be compared with the glory that we shall have. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we spend eternity with the Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay. So, I wrote down a little bit more, praise God, and I don't want to tarry. I don't want to stay too long. Let me look at that clock, praise God. Life's lessons, okay. So what we have received is not, and for, this is in 1 Corinthians, just some more, praise God, scripture, praise God. What 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter verse 12 says, what we have received is not the spirit of the world. Now, this is a life lesson we need to get, and that's why I say we're not incubators to unrighteousness. We're not incubators to have the worldly way of life. Praise God. It says we've not received, 1 Corinthians 2 and 12, what we have received is not the spirit of the world, but we have received the spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. Hallelujah. And as you study the word, you find that out. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then I put down, hallelujah, hopefully by now we all have faith in God. And some of us may not have the centurion type of faith, but I pray that we do, or we grow to have that, or ask God to increase our faith to the point that we trust him and expect that he's going to do just what he says. Because in 1 John, praise God, the 5th chapter, it talks about, praise God, knowing that God hears us, and if he hears us, we know that we have the petitions that we ask of him. Praise God. We have that confidence. This is the confidence that we have in him. Praise God. So Hebrews, I like that because it says that he that comes to the Lord, it says Hebrews 11 and 6 verse, without faith it's impossible to please God. So we've got to have faith, because anyone who comes to God must believe that he exists. And this is also from the NIV. Must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So those are some things. And then I'm going to put this here in a small, try to put it in a very small way of sharing this with you, because I wanted to give you some things. Since we do prayer, intercessory prayer, I want to give, and I had heard a preacher talk about four things of what to do to get your prayers answered. So I wrote that down, and I want to share that with us. Praise God. And I'm almost nail about finished, praise God, because I'm sharing a few things, I pray, that will help us to receive or get from the lessons learned. And I've talked a little bit about from different people in the Bible and what lesson we can learn from some of them, praise God, hallelujah. And I already shared, praise God, how God created us in his image, hallelujah. I have learned, now another life lesson is I've learned to be thankful in all things, praise God, hallelujah. Why should we be thankful in all things? And I know somebody's saying, well, that don't feel good, that pain in my body, praise God, or what I'm going through or what my loved one is going through. It's not. It doesn't feel good, and I promise you I'd love for it not to happen. But while we're in this world and we realize, praise God, even in the Garden of Eden when that disobedience took place, it affected everyone that would ever be born. So some things are not going to be comfortable, but you have to remember, praise God, all things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. So remember that life lesson also, praise God. Now, I was saying it's good to give thanks. I've learned to be thankful. And Psalms 91:1 says, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name, O Most High. And I heard a preacher say, well, it's a bad thing not to give thanks, because God is really, he's looking at, praise God, how we respond to his answered prayer. And an example of that was that 10 leopards, praise God, was healed, but only one came back and gave thanks to the Lord. And the Lord said, weren't there 10? So he takes notice of what he's doing for us. When he answers our prayers, glory be to God, and I'm going to say this, even in advance, we can say, Lord, I thank you for answering that prayer. Now, God worked it out. He answered like he wants to, but by faith, hallelujah, starting to rain here. You may hear a little thunder in the background. Praise God. But by faith, God, hallelujah, has already worked it out. Praise God. We just have to have confidence. The scripture said, now faith. Hallelujah. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we have to have confidence, and we have to be thankful to God in everything, praise God, hallelujah. And then I'm going to come back, praise God, and I'm going to let this probably be almost my last scripture, but the last thing I'm going to share with you is four easy steps to answered prayer as some life lessons that you can learn, praise God, and hopefully that'll be, I'm going to go back to this is still, I was talking about being thankful. I've learned how to be thankful in all things, praise God. And Paul said, I learned how to be, he used the word, he said, I've learned to be basically satisfied, don't make no difference what type of situation he was in, praise God. Philippians, the fourth, we've heard this before, said, don't be anxious. In other words, don't be worried, have an anxiety about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving. So even regardless of everything you're going through, make sure you make your prayers to God with thanksgiving and present your request to God. And then what will take place? The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Okay, praise God. And all of this I pray that you're getting, that it's going to help you when you're going through, and it's some life lessons that you can get. And the last portion I want to share, and I know this is a lot of things. I had one preacher tell me, Minister Willie, you're the only person I know that can get two sermons in one one sitting. But I know y'all probably got a number of sermons this evening, praise God. But the last few things I want to share is that four easy steps to answered prayer. I was watching one of the channels, that Christian channel, praise God, and hallelujah, glory be to God. And I heard the preacher talk about the four easy steps to answered prayer. And number one says, decide what. I'm sorry, I apologize because this lightning is coming down in the rain. I'm closing that door so it don't be so loud. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. So four easy steps to answered prayer. Number one, decide what you desire from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Number two says, believe that you receive. Hallelujah. Believe that you have what you ask for. I like that. Believe that you have. That's faith. Praise God. Now, and then number three says, receive it by faith. And he was sharing, the gentleman that was ministering this lesson, praise God, shared that when you receive it by faith, he said, receive is an act. It's to act like it is done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. That's the song, praise God. Hallelujah. Now, and I want to share right there, praise God. So if you receive it by faith, that's number three, praise God. You can't be staying up at night worrying, pacing the floor. You got to turn it over to the Lord and let him, praise God, work it out. And by faith, it's already done. Remember, we said receive is to act like it's already done. Praise God. Hallelujah. I made my own little formula for faith, praise God. Some years ago, I made a little algebraic equation that says faith equals I've got what I ask God for. When I ask, praise God, in accordance with his will for our lives, praise God, I've already got it. God can manifest it whenever he gets ready, and I pray it soon. I'm asking God in the name of Jesus that the manifestation of healing, deliverance, salvation is done, praise God, without people having to wait 18 years in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And you can call it, praise God, and claim it in 7 days and 3 weeks, and know that God will work it out when you pray, believing that you receive. A lot of times we as born-again believers don't know how to receive. Well, if somebody give you something, you got to receive it if you're going to take advantage of it, praise God. So I pray that we learn to receive what we've asked God for, praise God, knowing that God, hallelujah, is going to work out all things for our good, praise God, hallelujah. And he's not going to give us anything that's bad. So receive it by faith, which means to receive. Receive is to act like it's done. Praise God. Glory to God. So that means you don't have to stay up at night pacing the floor. You can get some sleep. And then the fourth thing, to easy steps to answered prayer, is to give thanks to God. And I already gave you an example how the one leper came back and said, Lord, basically, I'm putting it in my phrase, Lord, I just want to thank you for what you've done for me, for healing my body. So all the wonderful things. Now, we probably can give one example after the other. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in every situation, and this is from the Amplified Version, in every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God. So don't be, stressing over it, but just, Lord, I thank you for answering that prayer. I thank you for manifesting the deliverance that this person needs. I thank you, Lord God, for bringing about a good report in that situation when the person goes to the doctor next week in the name of Jesus. Just examples, praise God. But we can be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So, and you can always, those little four easy steps to answer prayer, you can go to Mark, the 11th chapter, 22-25. I know most of everybody on the line knows that. Praise God. And 1 John 5:12-17, praise God. That also helps you. So remember, praise God, Luke 12:32 says, fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I heard a preacher say that every prayer has an angelic intervention to produce manifestation. So know that God has given us angels, hallelujah, to go out there and help make the prayer, the answers to the prayers manifest in Jesus' name. So I thank and praise God. I know I've given you a whole lot to think about, praise God. Remember, God loves all of us. He loves us, and he's going to perfect that which concerns us. He will work all things for our good, praise God. And if he spared not his only begotten Son, but gave him up for us all, hallelujah, how much more that he would give us freely all things that we stand in need of. So just pray believing with expectation, knowing that God will work it out. So when you're going through, remember, I pray some of the things that Jesus has said in the Word of God or what the Scripture says. Remember about who you are. Praise God. You are a child of God. Remember who your Father, God, is in heaven. Hallelujah. And then, like the centurion says, say the word. And Mary says, whatever he tells you to do, do it. So I bless you in the Lord Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. I bless you and I praise you. I pray that, Lord God, that people receive information here that will help them, that give them some life lessons, praise God. And the best life lesson that we can have is to hear the word of God and be willing to obey it and put it in practice in the name of Jesus. I love you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. What a powerful, dynamic word that was spoken tonight to the woman of God, which I was in great expectation that it would be. So now we just need to govern ourselves accordingly. And she put it in such a powerful way, and even in the closing, what we need to do is hear and obey, but with an expectation, have that faith, and don't be moved by your circumstances, but keep our eyes fixed on the Lord and speak and decree and declare what the word says, not our feelings and our emotions or whatever. And also the part where she was saying, even when we're involved in things, make sure that we're hearing God and what is our motive behind it. Are we doing it, you know, for, you know, flesh or exhortation or recognition or whatever? Make sure that we're plugged into the right place at the right time so we can be productive in whatever we do and minister as God has led us. But so much in that faith and expectation and standing on the word and truth and being obedient to that God has said, and waiting on him to manifest. So in all those different things that she said in life lessons, it was real powerful. Evangelist, did you have some questions that you said you wanted to open? You wanted me to open the lines or have found out whether they had any questions? I'll go ahead and open the lines
now.
Oh,
sure. And I thank and praise God for the opportunity, Minister BJ. And I wanted, if someone had questions, if they had questions or, you know, comments, they are welcome to do that at this time.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open the lines for those that would. And we'll govern ourselves accordingly. Give a moment for each person to be brief, so just in case somebody else has something also. So we'll open the lines now for you. If you desire to express anything concerning the message tonight, or you have any questions or responses, the lines are open. Don't be shy, the lines are open, you can speak. Can everybody hear me?
Hey, but well, that means that maybe that means that that was pretty clear. Either hopefully I didn't put too many to sleep. Or some of them
got I've dealt very seriously. It was a powerful word. And you were rushing yourself and whatever, and you still had time because you hadn't even just now, just coming up to close to my 45 minutes. And I certainly was expecting more of that. So you didn't, you weren't, for as I'm concerned, I'm quite sure when you have people attentive like that and hearing and stay on, just like within the service or whatever, like if God has grasped our attention and whatever, and there's some things that in life lessons that was really needed or reiterated or confirmed or bringing awareness or whatever is needed. It might have been just working like a laxative. There's some things that we need to work out as well as we allow him to pour back into us. So I really thank the Lord. That was a powerful message, and it was really rich. So definitely,
praise,
I just expected more, but it's good when somebody can preach or minister and give you that expectation for looking for more. So that is great. So in the meantime,
amen.
I'm going to give an opportunity again. If there's anyone having responses, or they have anything they want to say at this time, we're going to give place to you to say so. If not, if there's a prayer request, we will take that, and then we're going to go ahead and close for the night if we don't have any responses.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Oh, praise
the
Lord. You did come on at the end because I know you had your graduation and grandchildren things tonight, so praise God.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mother McCoy.
Yeah. I just had to come on because I just had to hear Sister Willie because I just love her. I tell you, I do.
Praise God.
I just thank God for the word of God on tonight. You know, even though I was in Charlotte on yesterday, but I got back to High Point, and I tell you, I had to get my hair done, and I was sitting and get my hair done while I was listening to the word of God. I tell you, I thank God. I tell God is good. I showed it. I said I wasn't going to miss it. But I just thank God for the word, how she was speaking, what to do when you are going through. Did I say that right? And that, I tell you, that was good. What to do when you're going through. And that's something to think about. What to do? What are we going to do when we're going through? Is you going
that's
to worry
right.
about it? Is you going to worry about it? Are you going to be fret? No, just trust in the Lord. Trust in him.
That's
speak the
right.
word.
That's right.
That's good. I'm not going to go over your speaking because it was good. I just want to thank God. I thank God for the word tonight.
Praise God.
Yeah. And as I'm at that, I just want to give y'all a report from my or the prayer that y'all had prayed up for my grandson or how you've been praying about him. I got a report back. That he had to take some vitamin, what was it, vitamin D? He needed vitamin D.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. And all the things wrong with him, when the result came back, he just got allergy. That's all. That's all.
Hallelujah, glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh,
God,
hallelujah. All that he's been through?
Thank
yes,
you,
ma'am.
Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, he just
hallelujah.
That's all he had. He didn't have no haters for nothing. No, it said then he's been doing good, and I thank God. I tell you, God, just like you just said, just speak the word and just believe it and wait on it.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank
that's
you. Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
That is marvelous. Oh, I praise God for that.
That's awesome. Praise God.
For a while, and now the manifestation come forth. Oh, God,
yes,
everybody on one accord.
Thank
that's
you.
So beautiful.
Thank you, God.
Beautiful,
yes.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I love you, Sister Willa. I just love the way you preach and the way you pray. I just praise God for you. I just thank God for the way it was. So
I thank God for you, too, dear. I thank God for you, Mother McCormick. God bless your heart. And I had talked to Minister BJ because I know I can be extremely long-winded, so I think I went well past time, but I thank and praise God for that feedback, and I'm reminded, I learned this when I was in Germany, I think it was my first tour in Germany years ago, so many years ago, and I heard a young man who played the piano for the church, I heard him say, you know, it was something that had happened to his son. And he said it felt normal to worry about it. But then he said, I know too much about the word of God than to be worried about that thing.
Praise
so, and that thing stuck with me. And I said, God, that's such an awesome, a powerful statement to make, to know too much. And I claim that statement for myself. I know too much about the word of God than to be stressing, worried about the situation or the circumstance. When you know who God is and you know what his word says and he's a good father and he will work things out. God has a way to make us more than conquerors and winners, even when we know that sometimes we're missing it. We're falling short. But God still works things out for our good. So when you know about that word, we don't have to stress like the world does. We don't have to lose sleep, you know, staying up at night, walking the floor. Turn it over to the Lord. He said, take, cast all your cares on me, for I care for you. And I thank God for that good report about your son because we've kept him in prayer as well as your daughter. And we're believing and our expectation. I really do believe, and I may be saying this only for myself, is that we have just been putting too little limits on God, and our expectation has not been so great. We need to have greater expectation. God owns everything. We belong to Him, and the best belongs to us because of who we are. We're the children of God. Hallelujah. Amen. But I thank and praise God for your feedback. Praise God. But I thought I'd gone way yonder too long because I'm trying to reduce my words. Praise God. Thank you.
We're gonna, if you do any more less than that, you're going to make up miss some things because you only even went about 40, close to 45 minutes, and we had an hour and a half to 45 minutes, and you were way under. So we bless God. And when it's rich like that, it's needed. It's needful. But in the meantime, we thank God for that our ears have heard tonight. And we're going to get ready, since we didn't have any responses, we're going to get ready to close. But I want to remind everyone of the prayer warriors to pray for, pray and intercede. And we'll have prayer tomorrow night on Monday at 7 o'clock p.m. And for those and so forth that want to go back and hear the word or any of the series or those episodes from time past, you look under on your computer, on your phone, and put in blog, blogtalkradio.com. So that's blogtalkradio.com, and with /divine, that's D-E-V-I-N-E, C-O-N-N-E-C-T-I-O-N. So for divine, for this blog talk, I have it as D-E-V, not the regular V-I-V-I-N, so D-E-V-I-N, but if you put in the blogtalkradio.com divine connection, it'll come up, and then you can look at whatever episode for tonight, last week, 2 months ago, last year, however, and pull up and play it back. But in the meantime, we just thank God, and we thank God for that precious report of this baby we've been praying for quite some time, Mother McCormick and myself and her family and others that she had them been when she brought it to the table, for the blog talk prayer line. And then after that, to hear this report after all of us on one accord, but those prayers are already on the foundation, but that right there, like we can take 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 to flight, and God bless, and the manifestation come forth, it is marvelous to hear the report. So we're thanking God for all that He's done and all the other healing and deliverance and the ones we're still waiting on for the full manifestation. Mm-hmm. But keeping the faith, regardless of what it looks like right now, whether like Mother Willette talks about a lot and pray for people that, you know, that there with a short-term illness or disability and some with long-term, to keep those people in mind, and some of us may be going through some of that too, but to keep in the faith regardless, and just like the word was tonight with the various analogies or illustrations she used with the 38 years at the pool, the woman with the 12 years and whatever like this, the ones that were instant, even the leprous and whatever like this, that, how they were and whatever, but for us, regardless of how long it's been, keep the faith, but also keep the spirit of thanksgiving with it and waiting on, glory to God, the Lord, to know with patience and determination, with diligently seeking Him, the reward is going to come. So be encouraged, be blessed of the Lord. Father, we do honor you tonight and give you glory for all that you've done and doing. Thank you for this servant that allowed, glory to God, you to speak through her and for her to deliver what you would have her for us tonight. We thank you that word continues to work through us, and we hold on to it, and we don't just lay it on the shelf, but we allow the word to continue to be active in us. In the name of Jesus, we pray you continue to bless her, strengthen her, encourage her, and help her to know, glory to God, continue to open her mouth and speak and decree and declare what thus said the Lord and cry aloud and spare not, and help her not to look at the time, but just let the Holy Spirit do the unction of when it's time to cut it off or whatever, but let her be able to continue to flow with that anointing, because your people need to hear. There's so many ears open now to so many things that the devil is plugging in and saying and depositing. We need more deposits of your word. We need more. The hours and hours they're depositing things for the enemy to get a grip on their lives, how much more we need that word to be deposited in us, glory to God, and continuously, because faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God, so we can cancel out all the negative and all the other stuff the enemy does, so we can stand on your word. So God, we pray for more of your leaders and your people that will take that time out to pray and intercede and to speak and decree and to minister and to encourage and to build and to tear down and to uproot in the name of Jesus. You continue to bless them, keep them, and cover them. Pray, glory to God, as you continue to bless this little baby. Thank God for the manifestation of the power of the anointed. That yoke is totally destroyed. Pray for the families. Pray for our families. Pray for all of the prayer warriors' families. Pray for the body of Christ. Pray, glory to God, that you continue to bless and heal and deliver and set free. Thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness, your mercies every morning, every day. And we ask you, Lord, to help us to be faithful and committed and not just be a lip service people. And, God, that we never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Pray a blood covering as the week and days unfold and the months, glory to God, that we'll get closer to you and that you continue to bless. And we pray, glory to God, for those that are in need of healing, deliverance, or encouragement, need of a Savior, those, glory to God, that are going through in their finances, are going through in their bodies, are going through in their families. We believe in that word going out, glory to God, as we continue to pray one for another, speak your word. We believe in those things are getting ready to turn around and going to be transformed. And for a closer walk with you, we pray for the body of Christ that way as well. As we pray for our president, pray for our United States, pray for change and pray for deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for you, all that you've done and doing and still doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, God, we love you tonight, and we appreciate you and we adore you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We thank you again, our evangelist Willette, for God's blessing, for him using you tonight, and pray he continue to bless in your household and family, continue to stir the fire in you and everyone that he's placed the word in as we continue to be faithful to the Lord and be in a place, glory to God, that he can use us for his glory. And I thank the Lord for you all that came on and those that are for listening. And we pray, glory to God, as time go on, that he continues to perfect us and perfect those things in us as we allow him to have his free reign in us. In Jesus' name. So we're going to say shalom. If there's any more, another remark, we'll give that to Mother Willette now. And if it's not, then we're going to say goodnight.
Amen. I just want to just thank and praise God once again for the message. Hallelujah. And so many life lessons. I want to reiterate that one that says we're not incubators to unrighteousness, but we're incubators to the Spirit of the living God. We're not incubators to sickness or disease. And sometimes we have to make a confession, and we have to begin to confess who we are in the Lord, praise God, and begin to say what we're not. And declare that, and we have a right. This is a simple life lesson, but you have a right to say no to anything that is not like God. And so I just thank him, God. And just, sometimes I like to give a little, almost a cliffhanger for a message in the future. The question would be, has God hardened the heart of your enemy? And if so, why? Has God hardened the heart of your enemy? And if he has, why? And then subtopic, now what you going to do? So that's a good like cliffhanger for a message in the future. And you can always go back to the where the Israelites were in Egypt and see how God hardened the heart of their enemy. So sometimes there's a reason why. That the enemy seems like he, every time you turn around, he's on your track or whatever. But because of who we are, we have authorization to get him off of our behind in the name of Jesus. You got to remember who you are. Hallelujah. God has given you authority when he created us in his image. Praise God. He also gave us dominion. Glory be to God. So we have to remember who we are. And I just wanted to leave that with you, and I thank and praise God. Y'all bear with me, but I promise you that was long for me tonight. God bless you so much. Thank you so much for the feedback. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist. Praise
hello
the Lord,
there,
Evangelist.
Evangelist Jenkins, you there? Let me make sure your line is open. Hold on, darling, because since you just came on, let me say.
Man.
Hold on. Okay, the line is open now, darling. You just got off from work.
Well, but I just want to tell Evangelist Willard that was an awesome word that she brought tonight, and then it just confirmed on what the word we got on Friday night on step by leap, take a leap of faith. and trusting and believing in God. And I thank God for you giving us these scriptures that we need to grab hold and apply. And like you said in the word, that we got to decree and declare. And God would establish exactly what we decree and declare. But it all comes by faith, believing and having faith. So I thank you for that word, because that word just encouraged me more. I don't have to be sitting around here worrying about this and worrying about that when God said, cast all your cares upon him and give it to him.
Hallelujah.
And you just need to rest in him. So I thank you and I praise you and I pray that God continue to bless you and take you up high in him and the things pertaining to him and his kingdom.
Amen. God bless you.
Well, praise God. Made it in from work and on the line. Bless God. Praise God. We praise God for those that response to Evangelist Jenkins. And like I said, if there's nothing else, then we're going to stay so long and we'll meet those that can. And if you cannot come online tomorrow, at least be interceding in prayer throughout the day or the week. And we certainly do appreciate it. And I am really blessed and just favored of the Lord. And thank God, glory to God, for men and women. But so far, it's been mainly the women back on the line these days that were standing and praying and interceding on a weekly basis. We praise God for you. So, God, we do thank you tonight. Oh. We give praise for what you've done. And as we depart from this line, but not your presence, we pray that you continue to stir up the fire in us, that we have a mind to keep our eyes fixed on you and trust you, and know, glory to God, you're working all things together for the good. And, God, help us to walk in our joy and our peace with it, and not, glory to God, walk with our head down while we are speaking your word, but look up to the hills with coming our help.
Yes.
And know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We have to keep the faith and know, glory to God, that you got everything in control. Thank you for being El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God, Jehovah Shalom, the God of Peace, Jehovah Jireh, our Provider, and Jehovah Nisi. Whatever we need is found in your word. We love you, we appreciate you, we adore you. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Love you. Good night.
Love
you. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. What a wonderful God we serve. Awesome, is he? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Praise God, Sister Noel. Evangelist, praise God.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Shalom. Hallelujah. Father, glory. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen and good night.